Hello, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane Ruby. Got a gorgeous, gorgeous cup. This is actually a replica of a piece of artwork within the Mackenzie Childs family. Adorable. Pour into yourself first. And look at the Mackenzie Childs, you know, symbol there, the black and white checkered. Really beautiful. I want to share with you who this is from and what it means. Okay. So, let me read you the card. Beautiful. This is from Janice, I don't know if you want me to say your last name, so I'm going to err on the side of caution and not say your last name. But Janice is from upstate New York. She had included, it's really beautiful, it's a card with a picture of the Ontario County Courthouse, which is an area just outside of Rochester. And she says, Dear Jane, I hope this note finds you in good health and well. I respect you so much for having the courage to speak your truth. So many people in the medical field are either afraid, paid off, or delusional. I would agree with that. Very much so, Janice. She goes on to say, while I listen to you speak on your coffee chats, it sounds a lot like me talking to my family and friends. Some appreciate my honesty and some don't. I don't care. She said, I have lived in the Rochester, New York area all my life. New York State is going down the drain. I would agree with you on that, Janice. I'm old, she said, but may leave the state. Time will tell. Take care, God bless, and keep on keeping on. Best regards. Well, Janice, thank you so much for this beautiful Mackenzie Childs cup. Pour into yourself first. We all need to do that during these times, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Let me just share with you, because I'm doing a little tea right now, but if you can see in the inside, maybe when I get to the bottom, there's a beautiful teapot. And this is really from the Artist Mug series of the Mackenzie Childs line. And it's a beautiful artist named Thaddeus Coates that is a New York City-based artist who creates bright and thought-provoking graphics centered around amplifying Black voices while also focusing on diverse representation. And it's just a beautiful card. Thank you so much, and thanks to that artist. Thank you, Janice. Beautiful. So we need to pour into ourselves first. I love that theme. It just happened to coincide with what I was thinking about today, which, by the way, speaking of today, Thursday, May 2nd, we have an exquisite day here in Florida. I think there's a little lightening up on the chemtrail thing, now that a lot of us have brought it to the attention that we notice it and we're not happy about it for whatever we can do about it. And the skies have been a lot clearer, and it's just beautiful here in South Florida. Okay, so I want to talk about the fact that everything right now is a psyop. I think you should operate from that premise. Just assume, like universal belief, universal across everything, that everything is a psyop. Except your family, your close friends, and maybe some of us who've been with you from the beginning in this crazy COVID hoax realization that our governments are all corrupt to the core, and that they have all lied to us, and that authorities and institutions that we trusted all lied to us, including our doctors, our nurses, our education systems. Everything has been a lie. The college protests, it's a lie. It's an operation. They're dropping, just like with Antifa, BLM, Occupy, they're dropping off tents. They're stupid. They're all the same color. They're dropping off, it's such an organic protest that they're dropping off hundreds and perhaps thousands of pre-made signs on beautifully perfect little sticks, just like you ordered them from the printing shop. And many of you are caught up in the Israel and the Bible versus Gaza, Palestine, the people of Palestine, free Palestine. The joke is, it's not that I disregard the Bible. It's not that I disregard genocide or I want to see I'm standing up for one side or the other, Israel or Gaza. No, some of you misread it because you don't think and you don't take your time to listen to what I say. It's not about that. And that's what it is about. It's not about any of that. You're being played, suckas. You're being played. Ginned up, you know, so you'll do this. Israel Bible, Gaza, Palestine free. And the joke is on both of you, both sides. That's what it's about. It's a psyop. It's ginned up. It's designed for several different reasons. Mark my words, if you keep paying attention to it, if you keep fueling it, if you keep joining in these arguments, taking one side over the other and not calling out these despicable, corrupted, rotted from the core governments on all sides, if you don't call them out on the psyops, you're going to end up with cities overwhelmed, because this is the pretext. It's going to spill out from the colleges out into the cities. That's why we say get out of the cities. Have a bug out, have a plan. Have a plan to survive if you can't leave the cities. Survive without having to go out and get things. They want damage and destruction. It's all a psyop. The entire hearing yesterday with EcoHealth Alliance owner, CEO, whatever, scumbag murdering war criminal, Peter Daszak, who's now on social media. What did I do? Oh, it's so hateful. Oh, it's so disgusting. They're just, you know, the hate out there. Bullshit. The guy ran EcoHealth Alliance, got billions of dollars. He's on a bunch of other organizations. He's in cahoots with the DOD. They developed all this. This was bioweapons. They violated gain-of-function treaty laws and other international laws and U.S. laws. It's a psyop. The whole thing is a theater. And your 535 bought and paid for scumbag, every single one of them in Congress, is playing their roles in the theater. Well, Mr. Daszak, you know, how much money did you use? And did you use DARPA? And did you and Fauci? And, you know, did you do gain of function? Did you contract out gain of function at Wuhan? No, sir, we didn't do any of that. Oh, okay, right. So don't believe my lying eyes when I see the documentation and the emails and the FOIA and the contract. It's all a psyop. Please don't fall for it. They're using EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak as an intermittent scapegoat. Not a permanent scapegoat. They won't even end up prosecuting them. They'll do a public slap on the hand and of some sort or another. These health, everything's a psyop. The health companies, the companies that claim they took over from allopathic big hospital systems. Oh, we're gonna be your telemedicine. We're gonna be your natural healthcare. But they're still big corporate conglomerates, and you look behind them, they're backed by Blackwater, BlackRock rather, and other Wall Street giants. It's still about the cabal and the Federal Reserve. It's all about the big banks. These are not the replacements for allopathic medicine that you think they are. And half of them are selling, half of their products are snake oil. I see people all the time on social media talking about, well, I'm grateful that I got Dr. So-and-so's snake oil tablets for my spike protein. I'm grateful. You're grateful. Stupid idiots, you're grateful. You're grateful that you're falling prey to those who swooped in, pretended to be natural health. Jesus, you haven't learned anything. You haven't learned anything. My God Almighty. so many frauds in the natural healthcare business? Well, you might say to me, and legitimately so, Dr. Chain, how do I discern? Well, what do I do? You've got to take extra time. You can't just swallow the first thing that you're told. Oh, go over here to, you know, this company or that company. And I am being very careful right now not to mention the names, but you know what they are. Anything I'm not affiliated with has to be a problem. Otherwise, I'd be with them, wouldn't I? Especially when you see droves of my colleagues being sponsored by those health company replacements. You're getting funneled. Those of you who don't pay attention are getting funneled right back into pharma. Right back in. Some of you are still begging for it. Everything is a psyop. Gee, we've got police that are going on to college campuses, rightfully so, with the intent, supposedly, of getting the violence and anxiety, the escalation down. But where was this in the summer of 2020 and 2021? Summer of love. Where was that? Even you've got Trump yesterday and the day before. Got to shut this down. Can't have anti-Semitism. He's using all the right buzzwords, right? Oh, he's not with the cabal. He's got the script. Got to shut this down. Can't have the hate speech. What happened to the First Amendment, Trump? Call me crazy. And you want to shut it down? You want to shut down violent rioting, Trump? Really? You did nothing for the summer of love. You pontificated, but you didn't do anything. Didn't do anything that were within the purview of your powers. But it's important now, because it's theater, because it's a psyop. It's got a different purpose, so we act and we talk about it in a different way. Those who are not paying attention, who are not connecting the dots, are going to go down. You're going to go down in the most Darwinian fashion. You're going to go down. I don't know how else to warn people and tell people. It's so important that you recognize this is theater. Look at Massey, Thomas Massey. This scumbag wants to be like, I think he's got wings on the back of his shoulders. And some of you were like, oh, don't beat him up. He's so good. He's helping. Yeah. Every other day, this guy's got a new bill, right? He's been directed to go out there and say, I've got a bill for this and I've got a bill for that. And here's one that'll give you the right to grow your own food. Oh, F off. I don't need a constitutional amendment for basic human rights. To live on this earth and grow my own food or feed it to my family and myself. What a fraud and a phony. And some of you were like, oh boy, this is really, oh, what a great guy. Goes back to, oh, please, sir, can I have a crumb? To your overlords, slaves. These 535 congressional members know. They know. They know they were put in place. They know you're a slave of the corporation. They know. They're playing their role. Got to have a constitutional amendment. I've got a bill that'll protect you. I don't need your protection. Dude, I need protection from you. I don't need your protection. How's that for a distinction? I don't need you to protect me, Massey, Johnson, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Marjorie, money and fame whore, Taylor Greene, Marjorie Traitor Greene. I don't need any of you to protect me. I need to protect myself from you. You purveyors of big government, of massive one world government, you know what you're doing. This is the thing that infuriates me more than anything. They know what they're doing. So you and I are not going to be able to change them right now. We're not going to be able to change anything major at the federal level. The only chance of surviving and thriving is starting where you are, and to protect yourself from becoming a slave to them and the grid that they work for. If they cared about America, they never would have sat basically silent while our southern border and still is being flooded with illegals and criminals of all types. The reason they're not doing anything about it is because they know that the U.S. government is doing it. And if they want to keep getting their goodies and stay in their positions of congressional power, they're going to go along. It's not just going along to get along. It's going along to get richer and richer. I saw a montage yesterday, just each one senator, one congressman after another. And the money, just the money they've taken from AIPAC alone, just that. Mitch McConnell, $11 million. You know, the longer they're in, the more they accumulate and take. Tom Cotton, what a traitor. I'm sorry to say that about a vet, but vets have been flipped and turned. Money, 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 money. He's a big anti-Semitism. Yeah, that's what it's about. PSYOP. You must consider that everything is a PSYOP. That's your starting point. If you can release certain people or events from that after you have vetted them and corroborated that they're not with multiple sources and information, that's great. That's great. But you must start from the starting position that everything and everyone is in on it. It's much safer than starting the opposite and believing everything and everyone and then just trying to pick up. By halfway through the vetting process, you're gonna be in a much worse position. And a lot of these things as PSYOPs are distractions. Oh yeah, let's string up Daszak. Now, he's a war criminal. He's a scumbag. He's a pig. He's a mass murderer. You know, maybe he wants to sue me. But this time, let me tell you something. There are enough people behind me that we will go to discovery. And I don't think they want that. Besides, the best defense in defamation is the truth, right? I'm telling the truth. It's not defamatory. They'll use this guy for you to, you know, hold the pitchforks up and go, yes, we want our pound of flesh. Nothing's going to happen to him. They'll have some sham thing with EcoHealth Alliance. They'll charge them with some fine or something. The DOJ will charge them with some billion-dollar fine, and then they just, you'll never hear of it, but later on down the road, they won't have paid it, and they'll have challenged it, and you never heard of it again. Start from the position that every single thing is a PSYOP right now. Start from that today. You'll be more cautious. You'll be able to channel your resources, your energy, and your good vibration into the things that you'll need to survive when they try to pull some other plugs later this year. Whether it's financial, election, health-wise, hijacking public health again. Love tropical birds. Just a reminder that even with all the satanic, corrupted bullshit that's going on, that life still forces forward. If you're growing a few things, like I've got my tower garden, growing a few tomatoes, growing a few vegetables, lots of herbs, you just see it push through. If I accidentally break off a stem, it grows from the other angle. And it's like that message is God saying life is going to go forward. But we're part of that, and we are stewards of that. And I want you to survive and thrive. I want humanity to get stronger again after it's been attacked physically, mentally, emotionally, chemically. And the best way to do that is to start where you are. Have your plans in place to protect yourself from being dependent on Congress people, banks, authorities, utility companies. Not to break the law, but if you're not subject to them, the more you decontract off of the grid, the corporate, big food, big pharma, big, you know, energy, big media, the better your chance will be of surviving, thriving in a glorious way. But you must start from the premise. Every day that you get up now, you must start from the premise that everything is a psyop, that everything is suspicious, that everything needs to be vetted. Everything. Get up in the morning. I know psyops are coming my way, but with the grace of God, with good vibration of gratitude and love of life and love of fellow man, I'm going to get through this day regardless of what they throw at me, because I'm going to always take a step back. I'm not going to swallow every peer-reviewed journal article someone throws at me in social media. I'm not going to take anyone's word for something happening on the college campuses this afternoon. I'm going to look. I'm going to hold back. I'm going to watch. That's the best I can give you today. Just assume universal suspicion. That's what it is. Universal suspicion. Everything's a psyop right now. And work your way back from that. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for joining me. Thank you, Janice, for this beautiful Mackenzie Child Art Series cup. It's beautiful. I love it. Everybody, pour into yourself first. Stand for yourself first. Assume that everybody else and everything else is a psyop. Life will be a lot easier that way, and you'll avoid some tragedies. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow night on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Hope you caught my show last night on DASIC. It is a dog and pony show, but it's worth watching. There's a lot of rich information in there that'll keep you strong and keep you healthy. Truth in medicine. Have a great day, everyone. Much love. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890.